Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
A middle-aged Christian man parked his delivery van outside a house in a suburb of an Australian city. He carried a box of vegetables and fruit into the house for the woman who'd ordered them. Her two grown-up sons slipped outside. They planned to bash the delivery man and steal his vehicle. When they saw an angel sitting on the roof of the van, they ran away. The delivery man didn't notice anything unusual when he came outside to leave. It was years later before he heard about the protection God had provided for him that day. A mission compound deep in the South American jungle was asleep one dark night. Outside, a group of attackers crept around and got ready to climb the compound's high fence. They planned to plunder and kill the people inside. But when the attackers went to approach the fence, they saw 22 guards protecting it and decided to leave the place alone. Sometime later, one of the attackers became a Christian. He confessed to a missionary from the compound about his desire to do harm at the time. He mentioned about the 22 guards posted around the compound that night. There were no guards at the compound, but the missionary later discovered that on that very night, a prayer meeting back in England had the exact same number of people praying for them. Almost a century ago, in the area now known as Israel, a village was fast asleep, except for the priest at his evening prayers. A band of hostile raiders planned to destroy it. They tried to approach from one side, but faced a row of men in white, holding up flaming swords. So they skirted around to approach from another side. There, too, were the men with their flaming swords. So they dropped back and decided to approach the village from the most exposed side. But when they did so, there were those men in white again. The priest finished his prayers, stood up and looked out the window. He, too, saw the men in white with their backs to him. When it was told how God had protected the village while the people slept, they called it a miracle and gave thanks to God. As these examples show, God has given his protection to those who love him in all parts of the world. God, however, does not guarantee he'll physically protect in all cases. In many countries, Christians are killed for no reason other than they love and obey the Lord Jesus. When believers in Christ are threatened, God wants us to entrust ourselves to him. In today's drama, God miraculously protected David from the attacks of jealous King Saul. Saul was so obsessed by his own authority and importance that he didn't want any rivals. Although David had not set himself up to be a rival, Saul saw him as a challenger to his own son Jonathan for the throne. Such is usually the way with people who want total control. They consider the work of other people as unimportant and exaggerate their own. They tell lies when it's convenient and trust God for nothing. If only Saul had reflected back to how it was when he was made king. The humility he saw in David should have reminded him of how far he had strayed.
Yes, your majesty.
Did you hear that?
It was, your majesty.
Those women, they sang songs to me and David, but did you hear what they sang?
Yes, your majesty.
Thousands to me, but 10,000s to David.
Oh, but they were just excited at our victory.
Excited over David, you mean? They love him. My own people love David better than they do me. What more can he have but my kingdom? I am not going to tolerate my people singing praises to someone else.
But, sir, your people were merely recognizing gallantry and courage.
Yes, in someone else. Am not I their king? Just as brave and daring and heroic.
I did not mean to infer that you weren't, your majesty.
Get out! Get out and leave me alone. From this moment on, David is my enemy.
After David killed the giant Goliath, the Israelite people rejoiced. But in this, Saul thought he was compared unfavorably against David. Saul thought it wasn't right for God to bless David, even though he had done very well and honoured God. The envious person always feels others' successes are his failures. Their profit is his loss. Their blessing is his reduction in status. Pride is the root of such thinking, and a competitive spirit such as this ruins relationships. We should always give praise and approval to the people who deserve it. The scriptures in the Bible book of Romans chapter 12 say, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you should. Instead, be modest in your thinking and judge yourself according to the amount of faith that God has given you. Love one another warmly as Christians and be eager to show respect for one another." After 20 years in ministry, a famous Scottish pastor compared the quality of his ministry to the Lord to that of other preachers. He wrote about it in his diary when he first recognized envy in his heart. He asked God to take away this envy and give him the grace to rejoice greatly over the usefulness of others, even when he was cast in the shade. John the Baptist accepted his role as the forerunner to the Lord Jesus without envy. In the Bible book of John chapter 3, he said he must grow less important and the Lord Jesus must become greater. King Saul wanted people to respect him, but he wasn't prepared to respect other people. Respect is giving appreciation and honor to someone else. Some people in life, like King Saul, have a position of respect, but others earn respect by what they do. Bad behavior and evil deeds bring disrespect. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, Saul tried to think of ways to kill David so it looked like someone else had harmed him. Each time, God protected David and Saul knew it. This made Saul more and more afraid of David. Yet David respected Saul and became his son-in-law by marrying Saul's daughter, Michal. The religious leaders of Jesus' time didn't respect Jesus. They'd seen his miracles but rejected them. They'd lost every debate they had with him but would not honor him. Even when the Lord Jesus was dying on the cross, they challenged him in the same way that Satan had in the wilderness. They used the same words, "If you are the Son of God." The Lord Jesus didn't answer his accusers while hanging on the cross. He knew the purpose of his hanging on that cross, and praise God for our sakes that he stayed there and became God's perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Each of us must ask the Lord Jesus for his sacrifice to cover our sins. But more than just initial forgiveness, each of us has to go on dying daily to self and seeking God's path through life. Do you do this? Will you?
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies.
Open
That was Gary Sadler singing Have Mercy Upon Me. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is